This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, trying to get through the holidays. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm in love with another man, and I just need to make it through the holidays with my current boyfriend so I can dump him and get with the new guy. But I need your advice before I let a sure thing go and move on to a fairy tale lover. I don't want to leave my current boyfriend just yet because he is getting my brakes fixed on my car, and he's getting me a bracelet that I want for Christmas. I already saw it hiding in his drawer, so I'm doing all I can to stay faithful until the new year. My new man is in a similar situation, but he's married. He advised me to stay put while he lets his marriage fizzle on out. He and his wife don't have any children, so he can make a clean break. We've been looking at apartments together, but I told him we might be moving too soon by choosing to move in together. I agreed that I will put the apartment and all of the utilities in my name until his divorce is finalized. I told my sister about my excitement over the new guy, and she wanted to meet him, but he said it's best to not invite family into our messed up situation until he's out of his marriage. My sister took that as a bad sign that he's going to have me staying in an apartment all by myself, and he's going to come over and have sex with me and go right back to his wife. I don't think that's the case, because this guy is the one that initiated everything. He pursued me and told me I deserve to be treated like a queen. Meanwhile, my boyfriend does not take me out anymore, and he never wants to have sex. All he does is ask me to be patient with him because he's working on a master plan for us. It's been 3 years and he's not even ready to live together. Do I start with my prince or stay with this bum? All right. I know we've said this before about a lot of strawberry letters, but I think this is one of the truly dumbest letters we've had. And I hope the men that are listening don't think all women are like this, because we are not. It's wrong what you're doing to your current boyfriend who doesn't take you out anymore, who doesn't want to have sex with you. Maybe he knows about the man that you have, this married man. I just say, if you don't want your boyfriend, let him go. You ask for advice about leaving your current boyfriend before you let a sure thing go. And here it is. I mean, He said he's just waiting for his marriage to fizzle out. I mean, do you hear how stupid that sounds? There's no end date, no nothing, no papers in the works, nothing. Then you volunteer to put the apartment and all of the utilities in your name. Now, why would you do that? Why would you do that for a man who's married? You said he pursued you and said you should be treated like a queen. Well, yes, you should. We all should. But this is not queen treatment. A queen wouldn't accept any of this mess. There are way too many red flags here. Your sister saw them right away when he said he didn't want to meet her until he got out of his marriage. That sounded like a cop-out to her, but not to you. You are still making excuses for him. Listen, this married man is going to do just what your sister said. If he's that into you, then why not get out of his marriage, then get with you? And you should back off until he gets out of his marriage. You're talking about making all these moves, and he's not available, okay? He is not available for you to do this right now. So don't do it. Steve?
I'm so sick of this. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm going to just tell y'all right now. After I do this strawberry letter, mm-hmm. I'm going to go in there and lay down. You know, I'm tired. I don't know what to keep telling y'all. I don't know why y'all keep trying me. But today ain't the day. I ain't the one for it today. Let's just get into it. I'm telling you nothing but raw truth.
Bring
R-A-W truth. I'm in love with another man. Okay. I just need to make it through the holidays with my current boyfriend so I can dump him and get with the new guy.
Wow.
This letter got stupid wrote on it so far. Because right now, we just talking about a boyfriend. This ain't even a marriage. And I can dump him to get the new guy. But I need your advice. Now, here's where I come in at. Before I let a sure thing go and move on to a fairy tale lover. So we gonna let go of the sure thing to go to the fairy tale lover. But let's find out a little bit about this sure thing and this fairy tale lover. I don't want to leave my... Listen to this reason right here. I don't want to leave my current boyfriend just yet. Because he's getting my brakes fixed on my car. And he give me a bracelet I want for Christmas. I'll be damned. Your damn whole life is hanging on some brakes and a bracelet. You done put your life on hold so you can get some brakes and a bracelet. I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't worth a damn. I'm just going to tell you that. You're not. You are so cheap. You worth a set of brakes and a bracelet. Girl, I already saw it hiding in this drawer, so I'm doing all I can to stay faithful until the new year. Oh, you gonna ride it out. You gonna stay faithful for this bracelet and brakes? That's all it take to B&B. Brakes,
hang on.
Bracelet, boyfriend. Break up. The phone B.
Hang on, Steve.
We'll be back
while you go through
them.
The B's. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter, trying to get through the holidays. We'll get back into this right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is trying to get through the holidays.
This ignorant Strawberry Letter is about a woman that's trying to get through the holidays because she in love with another man, but she don't want to leave her boyfriend yet because she can't dump him just yet because she need advice. But now she say, before I let a sure thing go and move on to a fairy tale lover, here's why she don't want to leave her current boyfriend. Ready? Because he getting my brakes fixed on my car, and he going to give me a bracelet I want for Christmas. There it is. Hey, y'all out there that's got real lives, how many of y'all are willing to hold your life up for a brake job and a bracelet? How many of y'all finna delay your happiness and what you really want over some brakes? Probably just need some new pads and a bracelet. I already saw it hiding in this drawer, so I'm doing all I can to stay faithful until the new year. It was just laying in the drawer. It wasn't in the box or nothing. Your bracelet hot.
What?
That's a hot bracelet. If you open the drawer, it's just laying in the drawer. You don't see it in no velvet box or nothing. Your bracelet hot.
He just stole it.
He just got that out the pawn shop. And when they find it, they're going to take your bracelet from you. My new man is in a similar situation, but he married.
Wow.
This thing got dumb.
Wow.
Brakes, bracelets, breakup, and boyfriend. The four B's. Here we go. My new man is in a similar situation, but he married. He advised me to stay put while he lets his marriage fizzle on out. What? What do that mean?
What
do that mean? I'm going to let my marriage fizzle on out. Girl, this ain't a birthday candle. Marriage is, you can't just wait till your marriage fizzle out. This ain't one of them sparklers we used to have when we was kids. You know, you light it and you wave it around till it fizzle out. This is marriage.
Woo.
This ain't no damn firecracker. This is marriage. He can't just let it fizzle out. He got to go to court. And they got something for your little fizzle out ass playing. I can tell you that right now. I've been dying now. Talk about you gonna let it fizzle out. They finna help your ass out is what they finna do. This finna cost. This ain't, you don't let marriage fizzle out. He and his wife don't have any children, so he can make a clean break. What? What did you say? You think cause ain't no kids involved, you can make a clean break. Girl, bye. We've been looking at apartments together, but I told him we might be moving too soon by choosing to move in together. He not moving in with you? All y'all been doing is looking at apartments. He can't move in with you because the marriage ain't fizzled out yet. It's still sparkling. It's your dumb self. I agreed that I would put the apartment and all the utilities in my name until his divorce is finalized. They gonna stay in your name. Even
crazy.
If he do get a divorce.
He said he stay in your name.
who switch names on apartments and electric bills and all that? Girl, I can't believe you this ignorant. I told my sister about my excitement over the new guy, and she wanted to meet me. But he said it's best not to invite family into our messed up situation. That's a true statement. Until he's out of his marriage. My sister took that as a bad sign. Your sister's stupid, too. She took the fact that he didn't want to meet her as a bad sign. You don't think the bad sign is he married? That ain't the bad sign, huh? Also, y'all think the bad sign is he didn't want to meet you. The bad sign is he married
and he told you he waiting on his marriage to fizzle out. They ain't got no kids yet, so they gonna make a clean break. Let me show you how this marriage finna fizzle. She finna get pregnant. Cause the wife don't know nothing about this. This is him telling you that the marriage is fizzling out. I promise you that the wife's sitting over there thinking everything is hunky-dory. I promise you that. I promise you that. All men that's married, that's trying to have an affair with a woman, gonna tell him there's something wrong at the house. That's the opening line. Because we play on the fact that you all are nurturers by nature and y'all always want to fix something. Let me hear him get through with this. I don't think that's the case because this guy's one that initiated everything. Wait a minute. You don't think that's the case because he initiated everything? Girl, you stupid. He pursued me and told me that I deserve to be treated like a queen. Well, you're not getting treated like a queen, though. You don't see that? Meanwhile, my boyfriend does not take me out anymore and he never wants to have sex. That's because he having sex somewhere else. Y'all been together 3 years. All you getting is your brakes fixed and a bracelet. You ain't getting no wedding ring because you're having sex with somebody else. Let me tell you how stupid this is. You're in the movie Dumb and Dumber. Your boyfriend is dumb. Mm-hmm. Your married boyfriend is dumber. And yeah. You the and sign.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.